This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:01 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:45 p.m. for Southern Lee and Moore counties, and Lee is part of Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:55 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 6 miles east of Glendon to Foxfire, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Carthage, Pinehurst, Whispering Pines, Gum Springs, Pine Bluff, Southern Pines, Aberdeen, Sanford, Cameron, and Bath. At around 10:55 p.m., a train spotter reported trees down 5 miles southeast of Robbins. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from the windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. And remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. When safe to do so, please pass your report of severe weather through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free. For normal amateur activities, we do ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:14 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across Chatham and northern Lee counties through 12:15 a.m. At 11:13 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms from Golden to Pittsburgh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Some locations affected by these storms include Golden, Moncure, Pittsburgh, and Jordan Lake. Hazards include gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, and lawn furniture and other light objects. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:45 p.m. for Southern Lee County. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. However, we ask that spotters leave longer breaks between their transmissions. Stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:24 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Lee and Moore counties is canceled. Law enforcement have reported numerous trees down in Moore County with this storm. However, the storm has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn or call the National Weather Service with a confidential phone number you received during your spotter training. There are no other warnings at this time within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. I'm going to leave the tones up for just a minute or two in case someone else has a report, and then if not, we'll bring the tones down. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Thanks, gentlemen. Excuse me, gentlemen, let me get in here and just pull down the tones for Skywarn. Just take a minute. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, so we're going to conclude Skywarn activity at this time. Should severe weather reemerge, Skywarn will reactivate. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who participate. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, clear. Everyone have a good evening.
Thank you, Virginia. Hopefully we won't talk to you no more tonight. N4NCT.
Let's just hope we get some rain, Lewis. Take care. NC4VA, clear.
Will do.
National Weather Service expected everything to die down about 11 p.m. anyway, so probably hopefully we won't have anything else tonight. N4TMD.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:10 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake and southern Durham County until 1 a.m. At 12:06 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Research Triangle Park, or 6 miles northwest of Cary, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include RDU International Airport, Falls Lake, Purnell, and Wake Forest. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny-sized, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and of course any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. This is a non-directed net, but we do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WP4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate problems, but should the repeater go offline, our first backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway. Secondary backup will be the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. That repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. That repeater is located in Youngsville and is currently off the air. Fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link. Frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. Again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Wake County and southern Durham County until 1 a.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
Durham and Orange County handheld coverage into 8-8 repeater extended over 444.1 link active. N4TMD.
Thanks, Thomas. NC4VA. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:21 a.m., the National Weather Service issued the following special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across Johnston County through 1 a.m. At 12:19 a.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 5 miles north of Flowers, or about 15 miles north of Smithville, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Some locations affected by the storm include Emmett. Hazards include gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour and frequent lightning. As thunderstorms move nearby or overhead, remain indoors and stay away from the windows. Strong winds will blow away light objects left outdoors. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Wake and southern Durham counties until 1 a.m. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free. For normal amateur use, however, we do ask that stations leave breaks between their transmissions for spotter traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:24 a.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1 a.m. for southeastern Durham and northern Wake counties. At 12:20 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near RDU International Airport, or 8 miles northwest of Raleigh, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Falls Lake, Purnell, and Wake Forest. Straight-line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, KJ4LKE.
KJ4LKE, NC4VA.
Yeah, I have a report of a lightning strike. Police and fire on scene. It's down in Apex. It's on the corner of Kinship Road and Tobacco Farm Drive.
Okay, lightning strike, police and fire on scene, and it's the corner of Kinship Road and Tobacco Drive. Do you happen to know the actual address of the house?
It'd be 102 Tobacco Farm Drive. It's actually my friend lives there, and he called me and about 10 minutes ago and said that he thinks lightning either struck his house or behind it, and I can see the fire department spraying down the trees behind his house right now. So this happened probably approximately 12 to 15 minutes ago.
Okay, did it cause a fire?
Yes, it did cause a fire, and he said the smoke has filled his house.
I'm sorry, say that last part again. You said yes, it caused a fire, and?
Yeah, it caused a fire behind his house. It struck the trees, and the trees did catch on fire, and the fire department is hosing down the trees right now.
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Do you know whether the house was damaged in any way, either?
Negative. No damage to the house. Just some smoke from the fire, you know, inside of his, into his house. But the house itself is not damaged. Over.
Okay, very good. Appreciate your report very much. NC4VA.
KJ4LKE.
KJ4LKE, NC4VA. KJ4LKE, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:43 a.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Durham County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in southeastern Durham County, the National Weather Service would like your report. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1 a.m. for north central Wake County. At 12:38 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Falls Lake, or 9 miles north of Raleigh, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Wake Forest. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. When it is safe to do so, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn, or please call the National Weather Service with the confidential number you received during your spotter training. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds, which includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's monitoring this frequency for reports. We're in standby mode. This is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:52 a.m., the National Weather Service issued the following flash flood warning for Wake County. Again, flash flood warning for Wake County until 2:45 a.m. At 12:48 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rain producing flooding over east central Wake County. Doppler radar estimated 3 to 4 inches of rain had likely fallen just southwest of Wendell between midnight and 12:45 a.m. Locations threatened with flooding include Wendell. be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of floods and flash floods. If flash flooding is observed, act quickly. Move up to higher ground to escape flood waters. Do not stay in areas to flooding when water begins rising. Again, that's a flash flood warning for Wake County until 2:45 a.m. and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1 a.m. for north central Wake County. Skywarn's in standby mode. We are monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County expires at 1 a.m. There are no other severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area at this time. So we're going to conclude Skywarn activity. If severe weather redevelops, of course, Skywarn will reactivate. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coast Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and also thank all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down their tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, clear, and everyone have a good morning.
Bringing down the link on 444.1 is in for TMD.
Thomas, as always, thanks so much for that. NC4VA, sleep well tonight.